I'm sure that about everybody knows that. I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a message for you this morning. And you might have observed from the things that have been said that the title would be, Follow Me. 20 times or more in the New Testament, Jesus said, Follow Me. You've heard that in song this morning. You've heard that in Scripture. And we want to pursue that. There are actually 3 points to emphasize in this. It is true that Jesus said, I'm sorry, I've got to take out this. It's not a button. I was about to cough a little bit, so I put a candy drop in my mouth. But I could get choked on it, and that would bring up the necessity of someone rescuing me. So we'll get rid of it. A couple of things before we get into the meat of our lesson. Number one is my coat is in my room on my bed. You may have observed that Shirley is not here today. That's, I'm sure she would have insisted that I wear my coat. She is doing well. Her surgery went great. And we feel like that she will have a very short recovery and that she will do well. We really appreciate all your prayers, the food that you've brought, and all the concern that you've voiced with that. But I suppose it's probably a shock to you that I would miss Shirley. She never tells me what to do or makes any suggestions. So, yeah, we know that. We know that, don't we? But that's why I don't have my coat on and I don't feel undressed. I just simply wanted you to know that I did lay it out. Or she laid it out, really, for me. And I didn't put it on. So, and I forgot a couple of other things. But the Lord will get us through. You know, it's so important for us to realize that Jesus made this statement and that He said again and again, Follow Me. What does that mean? Well, we're going to look at some scriptures today for that. And I have some notes, and I think after my eye surgery, I may be able to read the large print I have here without putting my glasses on. But I have a spare pair if I need them. You know, Jesus made the statement in Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26. Then Jesus said to His disciples, If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. So this morning we will be looking at Jesus saying that. Jesus didn't just say, Follow Me. Jesus said, Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Me. So you say, well, what is my cross? Well, let's see if we can work that out. You know, the story goes that there was a very large room where all the crosses were kept until somebody needed to come by and get one and take it and carry it with them. There was this man who had a cross that he just couldn't carry it very well. And so he went to this place. There was a man there at the desk who said, Okay, you can find a cross that you can carry. This man said, I just can't carry this one anymore. I have to have a lighter cross. The man said, okay, put your cross down over there with all these others and look through and see if you can find a cross that you can carry. You know this is a story, right? So the man searched for a long time, and finally he found a cross that he thought he could carry. So he went back up to the desk and told the man, he said, I found a cross that I think I can carry. The man said, okay, sign here. He signed his name, and as he turned to walk away, the man said to him, but sir, I need to tell you something. He said, what? He said, that's the cross you brought in. You think about that. It is a story. But we have a cross to bear. What is the cross? Jesus said, a person must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And I'm going to go through a number of scriptures this morning so that we can figure this out ourselves. It's so important. We have emphasized the cross of Jesus. We've emphasized what he did for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's the right word. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The man couldn't carry his cross, or he didn't think he could, because it was too heavy. Have you ever felt that your cross was too heavy to bear? Sometimes crosses get that way. But Jesus said, come to me. What is he saying in this passage? Anything that you can't bear, I will. We can do whatever we need to do. Now, there are things we need to do. We're talking about what we want to do as a congregation. We're looking for someone to fill this pulpit, so you won't have to listen to me or one of the other guys who do a great job. Don't discourage them. If you do, they may preach for an hour and a half. But we need someone to do a special job. We need to pray about that. That's part of what we need to do to follow Jesus. I have a couple of letters. I got instructions about what to read of this and what not to from someone. But now I'm here by myself, so I can say whatever I want to say. These are two letters from the Survival Adult Abuse Center. And as a result of one of our members working to get things together and take them to this survival group, we have seen an enormous amount of good and goods. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says, follow me. We are endeavoring to follow Jesus by doing what Jesus tells us to do and using him as an example. Both these letters will be put on the bulletin board. And if anybody asks you, I read both of them, all of them, to the congregation. You can look on the bulletin board and see, and I encourage you to do that. These letters were sent to Pat as she initiated this. And I will be in trouble with her if I say any more than that. So it's important for us to realize that we have carried a cross for some folks who couldn't carry their cross. They need help, and we have helped. You know, Jesus tells us that we should love Him more than anyone or anything. In Matthew 10, verses 37 through 39, Jesus said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." And again, as we read there at the beginning, Jesus said, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Okay, I think we understand denying self. Do we understand the cross yet? It is so difficult for us to figure out. Some people think that their cross might be just putting up with a terrible neighbor or a husband or a wife. It is important for us to understand that we learn what we are to do. In Luke 9, verses 23 through 25, and I like this one, because the text says, "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." I realize there's in one of my Bibles, there's this little note there by the daily. And there are some who say, well, it's not in the original. Yes, it is. It may not be printed, but it's there. Jesus didn't tell us you take up your cross once a week and follow me. If you're going to follow Jesus, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow Jesus. He said, "For whosoever will save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" I'm cutting some out, okay? Is that all right with you? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Does it help you a little bit about how you're figuring out what your cross is? Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ." We'll look at Galatians 2:20, which probably came into your mind immediately. Jesus said again in Luke 14, verses 25 through 27, "Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. I don't know if any of you ever experienced this or not. You can tell I'm questioning whether I should even say it or not, but I'm going to say it. Do you know what it feels like to have your father say, "Get out of my house"? If you're not going to give up your worshiping God, then you need to get out of my house. If you've never heard that, I'll do an addendum to that. That man was 63 years old when he became a Christian. And he did his best to make up for that. And he died one of the most wonderful people on earth. But that was my father. Jesus said, how much are you willing to give up? Are you going to do what the Lord says? In Matthew 12:30, Jesus said, "He who is not with me is against me. He who gathers not with me scatters abroad." Paul writes to the Philippians and says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." There are things we need to figure out, but one of them is not carrying our cross. We need to figure out what God wants us to do, and then to do it. And His Word is abundant. Galatians 2:19-21. "For I through the law died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? Paul said, "I am, I have been, I continue to be." And we use that verse time and time again. But isn't that the cross? To be crucified with Christ is to emulate Christ. Jesus said, "Follow me." And we heard scriptures and we heard songs this morning. And we heard the scripture from Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you." That's the first priority. It's so important for us to remember to put Him first. I have lots of notes here. I used to preach about 40 to 45 minutes. And I did that a little faster than I'm doing it today. But I'm happy with the way I'm doing it. And you look fairly happy. Nobody's gone to sleep or anything yet. So just hang on. We're about there. But we need to understand what our cross is. And part of that is putting the kingdom of God first. I have a note here in my outline that goes back to 1958 when I was in Abilene at the lectureship of Abilene Christian College. It was called then, it's university now. But I remember that beautiful banner that was spread for the title of that lectureship. And it was called First Things First Forever. And all these years. That was our theme then, and that should be the theme of our life. First things first, forever. We read, or heard read, the story about Jesus and John, and I wanted to spend 5 or 6 minutes on that, but I'm not going to, but you've heard it. When Peter said, well, what's going to happen to him, talking about John? Jesus said, if he stays till I come, what is that to you? And then he said, what? Follow me. You follow me. If we follow Christ, then we will get to where we're going. We will put the kingdom of God first, and we will not let anything stop us. Now, to come down to the end of this, we hear people do this. I told you that I've been preaching for 67 years. The saddest thing I have ever witnessed in my life is to love someone and think you're going to win them to Christ, and then they turn away. A man came to Jesus, a certain scribe. This is a man who should know the scriptures. He's a scribe. He transcribes the word. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I'll follow you wherever I go. Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another of his disciples said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Well, isn't that terrible? Jesus said, you can't go to your father's funeral. That's not what the man asked. He's saying, when my father dies, then I'll come and follow you. And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. You follow me. I'm asking you to follow Jesus. I'm telling you that as one of the elders, I understand the minds of the others. We are as one when we think. And what we're looking for is a person who will help us follow Jesus. We're not interested in anything, any rules, any regulations, but what the Lord tells us to do. We are interested in following Jesus. It's very, very important to do that. See, I've got all these other pages left here, but I'm done. I'm going to quit. But I think you understand that Jesus said, follow me. Make sure you're following Jesus. I had a story that I wanted to tell about Shirley following a man in the wilderness when we were elk hunting. And she thought she knew who she was following. She found out the wrong guy. But I'll save that to tell on her sometime when she's here. Then I'll be in trouble. Follow Jesus. And make sure you are following Jesus. He gave us His Word. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, I follow Jesus as my example. You follow me as I follow Jesus. I'm saying to you, listen to what He said, what He's taught, and follow Jesus. If you're not following Jesus, and by that I mean you're not waiting for something else to happen like your father dying and then you're going to follow Jesus. It's now. If you're not doing it now, We're here to tell you that we'll help you do what you need to do in order to please God today. So if for any reason you need to respond to the invitation that God is echoing through Jesus, please come while we stand, while we sing.